from News and Information 570 AM, this is the Stenchfield Report.
After 14 years, I will tell you, it doesn't get any easier. Those of you that were there, those of you that had loved ones, those of you that simply just watched in horror and remember 9/11 as a day that we will never, ever forget, it's rough. And for me, it was rough, and I was not only at Ground Zero, but at the Victim Center, the Armory. That was the most brutal place to be, I will tell you that. One after the other, there were victims' family members coming with their pictures of their loved ones, doing anything they could do to put their loved ones' pictures out, hoping that they'd be found. And we all knew, as we're interviewing these folks with such faith and hope that someone would find their loved one and they'd return safely after these two towers came crashing down, we in the media knew there was no way any of these folks were coming home. That hope actually was lost, and that they had died. And it was sad. It was some of the darkest periods of my life. But out of that darkness came a gentleman by the name of Rob Fazio. He was with his brother and cousin, and he was looking for his father, Ronald Fazio Sr., who was on the 99th floor of Tower 2. And I see him coming our way, and I interviewed him, and I was so impressed by him, I wrote him a letter about how his father did not die in vain, and his father was a hero because he had brought this nation together, and all the victims who died, their deaths were not in vain because our nation was stronger because of them. He read that letter at his father's funeral, then got in touch with me. We kept up a correspondence, and we became great friends. In fact, the best of friends. I was in his wedding over the summer. And I want to welcome my very dear friend, Rob Fazio, to the radio program. Rob, thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Grant. It's good to be here.
So we've probably been doing this for the last 13 years, I would say, whether on TV or radio, and it's good to have you back on.
Yeah, absolutely. Every year we get together and talk, whether it's on the radio or some other way, and I appreciate you keeping in touch.
Can you believe it was 14 years ago that I met you in front of the Armory, the Victim Center, looking for your father?
It is hard to believe. Matter of fact, when I was on the West Side Highway this morning coming back from the ceremonies, I was thinking of you and meeting you at on the streets of New York, and it's amazing how quickly things have gone by and how many new things have happened over the last 14 years.
Well, lots of new things. And so everybody out there knows you and I are terrific buddies. And I'm honored to say you got married this year, July 4th holiday, and I was in your wedding.
Yes, you were. It is an amazing story for my family and myself as well. You know, someone I met on the streets of New York looking for my dad writes a card, you know, saying that he admires my dad's bravery. And the next thing you know, fast forward 14 years on the 4th of July, you're standing next to me up one of the most important days of my life.
Well, let me play. This is not me. This was CBS Radio. This was outside of the Armory. I don't know whether it was before or after I met you. Do you know?
Yes, I do know. It was after because I believe the first person I spoke to on September 13th was you, media-wise. So I actually think that was the first interview I ever did.
Well, I saw you, your brother, and your cousin walking down the street, almost wandering down the street towards the Victim Center. And you had that picture of your father, Ronald Fazio Sr., and it said, "If found, please feed Reese's peanut butter cups." And it always amazed me. And that's what drew me, I think, to you and your family, was that you managed to have a sense of humor at the most horrible time in maybe America's history.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we needed a little bit of levity to give us a little bit of life and energy while we were looking for my dad. And it was a great way, you know, back then the name of the game was getting your loved one's name and information out there. So it's so important us for to make my dad memorable. And that was, he loved Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, no way around it. He wasn't supposed to have them, but he certainly did.
All right. So this was you on CBS Radio just after we had done stuff for WNBC TV. Take a listen.
And the urgent pleas for information just don't stop. Families are arriving at the armory, and they are armed with pictures, and they have undying devotion to find out answers. Rob Fazio is here from Closter, New Jersey, and he's looking for information about his father, Ronald.
He's on the 99th floor, and Tower 2, and we know that he got out of the building.
He did get out of the building.
We have reports saying that he got out of the building from people that have worked with him. So it's just a matter of finding where he is.
It's a tremendous amount of hope that keeps these people going, though.
And so, Rob, he had gotten out of the building. We heard you say they're on the 99th floor. He actually got the whole office, his whole team out of the building, correct?
Yeah, you know, we traced his steps, Grant. It was pretty incredible. People kept calling our house and saying, you know, is your dad home? And we're like, no, we can't find him. And they would say, well, how could he not be home? He was holding the door for us. He held the door for us to get out. So somehow, some way that day, he was a leader. And really, when they were saying to stay in the towers, led the charge for people to get out and made sure they did.
Yeah, it's amazing. They were over the loudspeakers. And when I was following this up in the days following, they were telling people to go back to their offices. And your dad wasn't going to have it. He said, nope, it's time to go home and be with your families, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, he's a guy that grew up in Bronx, New York, family first, and I think that's just the way he was built, and didn't make sense to go back to work, and he, you know, told people just, let's go home.
And so he was last seen out of the buildings, and he was holding the door for others, helping them escape the tower, and you named an organization after him, Hold the Door for Others. Why don't you tell me what that organization is about?
Yeah, so our family started this nonprofit, and we help people live with loss and adversity. Our whole philosophy is that surviving isn't enough. We try to help people learn different strategies to strive and grow. So every year we have something called Hold the Door Day, where we bring in family members of 9/11 or anyone dealing with any type of adversity. Sometimes it's cancer, sometimes it's a sickness, and we help teach them different strategies on how to become more self-aware, deal with the challenging emotions of loss and grief, adversity, and really help them understand that and then take it a step further.
Well, I know the organization's holdthedoor.com is the website, and I urge everyone to go out there and take a look at holdthedoor.com. We're talking with Rob Fazio, a terrific friend of mine, and also his father was lost on September 11th in Tower 2. And he escaped. So, Rob, you were at Ground Zero. I still call it Ground Zero today. What was it like? How was the service, the ceremony? Take me through it.
Yeah, well, I remember one anniversary. You were actually on top of the World Financial Center. We were doing something when you were working at NBC. And we actually back then were calling it Ground Hero, which is the way I remember it. And, you know, in some ways, it's this might sound a little bit weird, but it's awesome for me to go there every year and just reconnect with family members, to see different people that you haven't seen in years. We bumped into someone that lived in the same town as us in Closter growing up, they also lost a loved one. There's such a raw emotional connection between families of 9/11, and it's something special to be able to reconnect year after year. The ceremony was... Go ahead, Grant. I'm sorry.
Well, I was going to say the numbers get smaller every year. I imagine the bonds are still just as tight.
You're absolutely right. You know, it was interesting. This year, there were a lot more people than last year. I'm not sure why. I was expecting that progressive dwindle, perhaps because we're coming up on the 15th anniversary or, you know, something like that. But there were a lot more people this year than last year.
Well, also, the memorial really is finished. The new One World Trade Center is finished. And it's supposed to be just an awesome place to be.
You're right. And New York and New Jersey have done a brilliant job of making the memorial be what it should be, which is a time for reflection and, you know, and rebuilding while honoring your loved ones. It isn't morbid at all. There's some great symbolic images with the waterfalls. It's just breathtaking, and I get re-energized every time I step foot down there.
And you know, that is your father's burial place. They never found any remains of your father, correct?
Yep, absolutely. No remains. You know, for me, maybe that's one of the reasons I love being down there, is because that's where my dad was last, and that's where I believe he is.
You know, it's interesting. So I spent, you know, a lot of time there in the days and even years following 9/11. I have not been back, and I don't know if I'm ready to go back.
Yeah. Well, I know a few people who feel that way, and all I can say is when you're ready, go. If you want me to go with you, I will. But it's something that I'd love for you to experience, because it is powerful.
Well,
in a positive way.
It would be terrific to go with you. You are a dear friend of mine. I'm so proud of everything that you've done since then. I'm so proud of our friendship, and your family's awesome. And Rob Fazio, thank you so much for coming on and talking about your father, Ronald Fazio Sr. And we will never forget him or anybody else that died that day. And thank you, Rob. I appreciate it.
Grant, thanks so much. Thanks for keeping my dad's legacy alive.
All right. You got it, Rob. You got it. I will absolutely make it my mission to keep his legacy and the legacy of others alive as well. Great pleasure to have him on. Stoker Ace, amazing story that Rob and I mean, can you believe I'm in the guy's wedding? We meet on the streets of New York City in 9/11. Yeah. On 9/11, I guess it was the 13th, all the days run together, when I met him outside the Armory. And then I'm standing next to him, as he said, standing up next to him. We go from the worst day of his life to the best day of his life in 14 years like that.
Yeah, what an interesting way to meet somebody.
Just goes to show you that humans can still bond with each other. You don't have to go to school with somebody. You don't have to work with somebody. You don't have to grow up with somebody. You can still bond with somebody. There's still, you can make a special connection with people out there.
Did you reach out to any of the other people that you had talked to that day? Or
I did. I wrote two other letters, and I never heard back from either of the other two. The one girl that I wrote a letter to, she was a 15-year-old girl. She lost her father in the Lockerbie, England terrorist attack, the Lockerbie airplane explosion. And she lost her mother on the plane that crashed at Shanksville.
Wow.
And so it was too soon to do the story. We did the story like on September 14th, but the news was still going so crazy about what was going on at Ground Zero. And I think that story got lost in the mix of everything.
Yeah.
But I went up to her house. I think it was Yonkers, New York, where she lived. And we had gotten word from the general manager of WNBC, knew somebody in her family. And she was so strong the way she talked about this tragedy, that she lost her father and she lost her mother, both in tragic terrorist attacks. And so I wrote her a letter, too. That's just how brave she was. And, you know, I didn't expect to hear back from anybody. When Rob told me he read the letter at his father's funeral that I wrote, I was just so honored.
Yeah.
And so we kept it up. We played golf together, and then friendship grew, vacations, and you know, we're just old buddies now.
It's really cool.
It is.